here's a story from The World.
In 2014, an international treaty to prevent violence against women went into effect. It's called the Istanbul Convention, and most countries in Europe have adopted it. They agreed to create special legal categories for gender-based violence, but now some signatories are having second thoughts. The government in Poland has indicated it will quit the treaty. Turkey is now considering a similar move. So Turkish women are worried of a spike in domestic violence and other crimes against women there. From Istanbul, Duri Biskaran reports.
When everything shuts down, where do you go when you can't go home? This is a question that haunts Elif Ege. When the coronavirus pandemic hit Turkey, a government-run network of domestic violence shelters, legal aid groups, and other support pretty much ground to a halt.
They didn't have any kind of hotline. So when you shut down all of these mechanisms, when you cannot apply in person, as it happened during the pandemic, they became useless.
Ege says hundreds of women called her organization, a privately run women's foundation called Mor Çatı. But even it, too, had to close its shelter to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
Our shelter is like a small environment. This would put other women in danger.
It's not that the lockdowns necessarily made violence rates go up, Ege says. It's that women in abusive situations had fewer ways to get out of danger. And this is precisely the scenario that the Istanbul Convention is designed to prevent. Ege says that's why withdrawing from the treaty would be a mistake.
It will mean that we won't be able to get any good judicial decisions that protect women, that shows perpetrators that if you ever practice violence, you are going to be punished for this.
That's Numan Kurtulmuş speaking in July. He's deputy chairman of Turkey's ruling party. Kurtulmuş says that the Istanbul Convention would be reviewed and that Turkey may withdraw from the agreement. He went on to say that the LGBTQ community has, quote, taken refuge behind the document's concepts, and that withdrawing from the treaty would not increase domestic violence. That position has some support. Earlier this year, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the way to stop violence against women is by strengthening the institution of the family.
If there is violence in the family, what kind of family is it?
Melek Gonder is the spokesperson of a group known as the We Will Stop Femicide Platform. It's a Turkish nonprofit that counts murders and suspicious deaths of women across the country. This year, it's tallied more than 200 of them. They include 27-year-old Pinar Gültekin, a university student whose ex-boyfriend confessed to killing her when she refused to get back together with him. In the 10 days after her murder, Melek Gonder says, her group counted 11 additional deaths. She says the killers were emboldened by the national discourse, leaders casually discussing the removal of protections for women.
I think the only a small group of men, conservative men, demanding this.
Some women are taking to social media to protest, posting black and white portraits of themselves in an echo of one of the last photos taken of Pinar Gültekin. Others are taking to the streets. In this video, posted by Onder's organization, protesters last month called on the Turkish president to stay in the Istanbul Convention. But activists say they're not confident he's listening. Erdogan draws a lot of support from right-wing nationalists and religious conservatives. Over the weekend, Turkish Muslims celebrated Kurban Bayram, the festival of the sacrifice. As relatives streamed into her home, Kubra Shamiloğlu ducked into the garden for a quick smoke and a video call with me, adjusting her long black headscarf.
When you ask people, you know, they're not against equality. When you say equality is like there is gender equality in Quran, they do not say anything against it. They say, yeah, this is the beauty of Quran, but...
Shamiloğlu is part of the Havle Women's Organization, which calls itself Turkey's first feminist Muslim women's group.
We know what we are talking about. We have been practicing observing Muslim women all our lives.
When it comes to the Istanbul Convention, she also thinks Turkey should stay. Shamiloğlu says that a lot of the opposition comes from not actually understanding what the treaty entails. Besides, she says, religious rules need to keep up with the modern world.
Even though it was true historically, it doesn't matter. It cannot be happening right now. Me saying this doesn't taint my religion. In fact, I think it supports my religion.
As Turkey awaits a decision from the ruling party, women's groups say they're planning to gather tomorrow in protest. For The World, I'm Duri Buskerin, Istanbul. From PRX.